Hey, this is TA calling in from about 2,800 meters in a village called Sefu, and we are bittersweetly at the end of our snowman trek. We passed our last pass yesterday at 4,600 meters, and we've dropped nearly 2,000 meters since then to the end of the trail here at Sefu, where we'll be picked up in about half an hour or so. Lots of celebration of crossing 12 passes and gaining over 14,000 meters of elevation and seeing some very amazing terrain. Today we were seeing trees that were in, or the remains of trees, old stumps and trees beside the road, and some still standing that were 8 feet in diameter. And sorry, I still got a wee bit of a cough, which is, of course, irritated by physical activity. So that will be one advantage of coming down to where there's a little more oxygen. I can finally get rid of this post-viral cough that we all shared on the team. Looking across from me, I see some open ground and some cows grazing. Usually at this elevation, the yaks don't like it, so our yaks will come down, drop our gear, and head right back up to where we were camping, because yaks aren't real comfortable below 3,000 meters. Looking around here, I see a family that's stitching up supplies that will go back up on yaks and horses to Lunana, where we just came from. So this is the time of year. So the yaks and ponies that were kind enough to carry our gear for this expedition will then be commandeered by their horse people and yak folks to carry winter supplies back up. So we've seen cement, rice, fertilizer, all kinds of different foodstuffs that they'll need for the winter, because of course there's no roads into where we've just come from. And we were having fun with some statistics yesterday, and when we add together our time in northern India and here, we've climbed about over 21,000 meters, which is over 140 single hills. And we've just gone 7 days straight, so the legs are a little tired. The weather was very kind. It just rained to us. It let us get over that last pass. And yesterday, a real highlight was passing a sacred lake where the sky was blue, so the lake was the most incredible color. And so we've had a couple of big, long days, so I'm not as articulate as usual. Looking out, I can see a big, long valley. There's a road. There's a vehicle. So our adjustment after 26 days in the deep wilderness of Bhutan, we'll start our transition back into civilization. We'll all enjoy a shower in a few hours. And I thank you so much for coming along, and we'll likely begin to be able to start posting pictures tomorrow, perhaps from Thimphu or from Kathmandu the next day. Thanks, and signing out from the land of the Thunder Dragon and the Snowman Trek, which we've actually more lovingly dubbed the Mudman Trek, because we saw actually, because of such wonderful weather, not much snow, but we've just spent 5 hours coming downhill in quite the muddy conditions, as same way that we started the trip. So it was kind of a nice bookend. Hope you're well, take good care, and catch you from Thimphu. Bye-bye.